Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, episode 281.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
Hey everyone, this is AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show where we provide you ancient wisdom for the modern mind that will immediately inspire, motivate, and compel you to move towards your new life. So if you are new to the show, then I want to give you a warm welcome and know that you are in the right spot. Today is book read day, which means that I'll be reading out an excerpt from a book that has really inspired and touched me. These books might be written by previous guests on our show, distant mentors, or even friends who have written an amazing book that I love. And today's book is called The Cleansing Power of Yoga by Swami Sharadananda, who has been a guest on our show. And she's an internationally renowned yoga and meditation teacher who has inspired thousands of people to practice. She has been teaching for almost 40 years and is the author of several books. In her book, The Cleansing Power of Yoga, that we'll be talking about today, she talks about yogic cleansing practices known as kriyas, which are natural ways to eliminate tension and energetic blockages. Unlike other yoga practices, these are not designed to increase strength or flexibility. Instead, they are cleansing rituals which purify your blood, your body, and your mind, allowing your health to improve and increased clarity as well as overall cheerfulness. And you're going to love this. Now, before we begin, I've got a quick announcement for you. If you love the chakras and you're wondering whether they can unlock something brand new for you or maybe take you in a new refreshing direction, then you might want to attend the free live training that I put together for you this Thursday, and it's online. The link you need is mysevenchakras.com/live training. And on this session, we will take a look at the fascinating human energy system. I will talk to you about the one reason why so many people don't experience results with chakra balancing, and I'll teach you some simple but powerful chakra balancing and clearing techniques so that you can start on your healing journey immediately after the session ends. The link you need is mysevenchakras.com/live training. Seven is a word, so mysevenchakras.com/live training. And with that, let's begin today's book reading session, where we'll be focusing on the amazing book, The Cleansing Power of Yoga. So just sit back, relax, and get ready to get inspired. What are Kriya cleansing exercises? Whether you are already practicing yoga, are thinking of taking it up, or would simply like more clarity in your life, cleansing exercises can help you achieve your goals, reduce any resistance you might have to positive change, and give you a fresh outlook. The practices mentioned in this book are tools that can help you both on and off the yoga mat or meditation cushion. They are designed to begin a cleansing process that will enhance every aspect of your life. Most traditional yoga systems and many schools of modern postural yoga encompass more than just the physical poses, asanas. They also advocate breathing exercises, pranayama, energetic seals, mudras, bodily locks, bandhas, meditations, focusing on the chakras, and cleansing techniques known as kriyas. All these practices are designed to cleanse and strengthen the meridians or energy pathways referred to as nadis by yoga practitioners, through which the subtle energy or life force known as prana travels. They work to centralize prana in the energy channels and raise your vibratory level, which makes your mind and body more sensitive and intuitive. Practicing kriyas regularly helps you increase your vibratory level in a short amount of time as possible, awakening your dormant potential known as kundalini and transitioning it from static energy into a dynamic state. To understand the importance of cleansing exercise, it can be helpful to use an electrical metaphor. Some substances, such as copper, are good conductors of electricity. But if they become corrupted with impurities, the conductivity is reduced. Similarly, if your physical and energetic bodies contain impurities, there's a greater resistance to the healthy flow of energy. By steadily practicing cleansing exercises, you remove any impurities and restore conductivity. It's easy to start adding one or two kriyas to your daily routine. When they become habitual, just add in one more or two more. In fact, you're already probably doing some of the kriyas simply by washing your hands and showering regularly. An easy extension would be to get into the habit of washing your hands whenever you return from a public place. Then shake them vigorously for about 10 to 20 seconds. Don't feel pressure to do too much yoga cleansing at once or to practice too deeply or too fast. Adding to your repertoire of cleansing exercises slowly and staying within your personal capacity is the most effective way to purify and strengthen your nadi energy channels. Practicing more intensively does not necessarily bring better results. The six cleansing actions of yoga, Shad Kriya. According to the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, there are six classical yoga cleansing acts that purify the body. They work on the upper digestive tract, dhauti, colon, basti, nasal passages, niti, the eyes and front of the body, tratak, the abdomen, navli, and the respiratory organs, kapalbhati. All six acts are held in high esteem by the great yogis. In addition, yoga philosophy recommends energetic seals known as mudras that direct prana for a cleansing effect, as well as certain bandhas or bodily locks that secure prana into positive channels, and you will find examples throughout this book. Best time to practice? The most effective times to practice cleansing exercises are at dawn and dusk, when the atmosphere is charged with special spiritual force. It is also best to practice before eating. Modern lifestyles often make it difficult to practice at sunrise and sunset, so you might like to choose a time to do cleansing exercises when you are not involved in everyday activities and your mind is able to focus on the practice at hand. Many people find it convenient to practice kriyas in the morning, perhaps on waking. Your mind is still in a pure state at this time and hasn't become involved in the work of the day. Or you might like to practice in the evening after putting aside the care of the day, when you can devote some quiet time to cleansing your inner environment. Alternatively, practicing later at night can be an effective way of cleansing your mind before you go to bed. If you can calm and purify your mind by doing kriyas, you may find that you fall into deep sleep more quickly, rest more effectively, and wake up in the morning feeling much more energized. Every day is a good day to cleanse, but the change of seasons, when summer becomes autumn and winter becomes spring, are considered the best times for a more intense cleanse. These are the most advantageous periods for sloughing off any toxins you may have accumulated over the previous few months. often people say that they would like to develop a cleansing practice but don't have the time. Whenever that thought comes to mind, remind yourself that developing a regular cleansing routine can help you at work more effectively, feel calmer and more centered, and perhaps even reduce your need for sleep, giving you more useful hours in the day. Cleansing the three bodies. In order to understand more about how the cleansing techniques in this book work and can help you in your daily life, it is useful to gain a little understanding of yoga philosophy and the model it postulates of three bodies: the physical, the astral, and the causal body. Each is more subtle and less easy to understand than the previous, your physical body. The most concrete of the three bodies is the one you are most familiar with. This is your physical body, thought by yogis to be made up of food and to go back into the food cycle when it dies. You can purify your physical body by practicing yoga postures or asanas. These cleansing exercises, kriyas in particular, niti, nali, dhoti, basti, tratak, a pure diet, and occasional fasting can also help. Your astral body. Like most people interested in yoga, you probably realize that greater dimensions to life lie beyond the reality of the physical body. The astral or subtle body is the second body. It is the one believed to reincarnate, take a new physical body at birth. Death is defined as the total separation of the astral and physical bodies. Your astral body contains your personality and thoughts, likes and dislikes, all your qualities and emotions that are non-physical. To understand the concept, think about how emotions like love or fear affect your body, your heart or bowels, for example, even though the emotions are not physical. While they strongly affect your physical body, emotions have their seat in your astral body, like your mind, intellect and the subtle energy yogis call prana. Your astral body has three sheets or layers known as the koshas in Sanskrit. The first layer or vital sheet, pranamaya kosha, contains your subtle energy or life force, as well as the channels through which it flows, nadis and the centers, chakras, that receive and transmit this energy. This etheric double sheet lies closest to your physical body, its energy flowing through and interpreting it as water fills a sponge. This is the layer of your body at which you experience sensations like hunger, thirst, heat and cold. You can purify this layer of your astral body by practicing pranayama, breath control techniques, speaking in a pure way by not gossiping and saying what you mean, voluntary silence or mon, chakra cleansing techniques and chakra meditation, and mantra repetition. The second layer of the astral body, manomaya kosha, is the intellectual layer where you experience emotions from anger to excitement. The senses, smell, taste, sight, touch, and hearing are based here, as is your automatic mind with its conscious, subconscious, and instinctive portions. Now, this layer gets clogged by psychological and sensory distractions, attachments to the past, bondage to the demands of the body, and anticipation of future events. You can purify this layer of the body by practicing yoga postures, asanas with relaxed breathing to calm your mind and emotions, pranayama, breath control techniques, chanting or singing, selfless deeds or karma yoga, pratyahara, withdrawing from the senses, mindfulness and meditation. The third layer of the astral body, the vigna namaya kosha, is the intellectual layer where you have doubts, debate with yourself and make decisions. It comprises your intellect, buddhi and sense of unique individuality, ahankara, your ego or who you perceive yourself to be. This separates you from identifying with the universal consciousness. If you're interested in inner or spiritual work, you can purify your intellect and ego by practicing selfless deeds or karma yoga, positive thinking and meditation, focused inquiry and ongoing study. Your causal body. Yoga philosophy teaches that you also have a causal or seed body where your karma, consequence of past actions, and subtle impressions from this and past lives are stored. It also contains the seed that determines your talents and aptitudes, emotional makeup, and physical appearance. Your causal body has one layer, the bliss sheath or Anandamaya Kosha, where you experience Anand or joy. You can purify your causal body by practicing meditation, selfless deeds, or karma yoga. Hey there, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's session and I hope you are ready to take some action in your life to make a big change. If you have enjoyed reading, then I want to point you towards the fact that this book is available on Amazon, and make sure you grab a copy because it is beautiful. It's wonderfully designed, colorful pages, and it's explained in such a wonderful way that you can't not get this book. Go to my7chakras.com/282book. That's my7chakras.com/282book. And if you prefer listening to the audiobook instead, then know that Audible is actually providing all our listeners one free audiobook download along with a free 30-day trial. Now, this particular book, because it's very new, it's not currently available on Audible, but you can pick up some other book that interests you, because all our listeners do get a free book when they join. my7chakras.com/freebook. That's my7chakras.com/freebook. That's the link you need. And if you're on Instagram, then I'd love to connect with you. Take a screenshot while you are listening to this episode and tag me on Instagram so that we can connect. My Instagram is @my7chakras. That's @my7chakras. And finally, if there's a specific book that you'd like for me to read in the future, then reach out to me via email with the headline AJ Book Reads and tell me what's on your mind. I'd really love to hear from you. So let me know what are your thoughts, your recommendations, any epiphanies that you experienced while listening, or any magical moments that you enjoyed. All of that works. Send me an email, aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. I hope you enjoyed today. Have a great day ahead, and I'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.